just starved to death.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Okay, yes, sir.
So you don't got to care about people saying, hey, you're not doing right. You're letting them starve to death. Well, if I'm letting them starve to death, they still hanging here. She still got on a dress.
Yes, sir.
Sit down on the hoop.
Sit down on the hoop.
So do you understand what I'm saying? When Allah God and the President Master Barati Islam has somebody contact you, you point him to Master J. You point him to Allah God and the President Master Barati Islam.
Dawning of a new day. If you remember, I was in the hospital and getting ready to have the baby.
Yeah, the Valentine's baby from Allah God and the President of the Mother Jesus, I'm going to come out holding the finger one.
Yes, sir.
But okay, but let me say this here right quick. See, when it said the Mother of the Mother said that he seen that, he looked into the book and he seen this writing that he couldn't make out, but he seen the letter J and it was on every page and it was all through the book and he couldn't make it out, but it had the writing had dimensions in it. It must have been like Mama said in this vision that he had.
That's yes, right.
Sir. Well, that what means by dimensions that all this writing that we're doing, you got the first we're talking through these here on the telephone onto a recording device, and from that recording device we got to put it on to the paper. From the paper we got to put it on to the typewriter. You got to put it on your mind into the typewriter. That means that this writing is coming to you in dimensions.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Dimensions.
Yes.
Each one of that is a dimension, is a level of the degree.
Oh, yes, sir.
You understand?
Degree.
Because you're not just getting it just flat out, right? How come you're not getting it? That's why he has it being did over the telephone.
Yes, sir.
Understand? So when it comes to the telephone, that's one dimension. When it gets to you on the recording device, that's another dimension. But you first got to remember the first dimension is coming through Allah, God, the person, Master Bala Jifra, Muhammad, the best in the best of the time, through the person, Master J, from a J Cab, Nimmin among the nuts.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand? So each one of those are dimensions, and when you take it to the next person and the next person, those are dimensions, these sayings. So that's why he's seeing the writings in the form of dimensions.
Oh, okay, yes, good. You're beautiful, brother. Thank you.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And that's why when you hear that, he said, well, Master J, when we talk about the vehicles, everything belongs to Allah, God, and the President of Master Bala Jifra, like our janitorial services for a J, the janitorial, the J janitorial service, and J building this, and J baby that, and J, those are dimensions of the word J.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
See, when Allah God and the President of Master Bala Jifra, Mother made the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad put that statement out there in the form of a vision, he didn't put it out there for this person. When the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, when that person come, he would make known to you about this day, about the symbols of this day, and about this vision I had. He didn't say that this person would go come and reach way off into some mysticism and say, well, you know, it means, you know, the staff that Moses had. These symbols of this here. No, it would be something that's plain and illiterate, that is so plain and stupid that you say, it's got to mean that.
That's right.
You understand? You ain't got to take a code number and turn it upside down this way and look for a mystical writing of the number 19 to reveal this for you. This is in an illiterate way. Most surely, if I was somebody trying to make something other than what it was, I would put some more bigger mystical around it than this.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Understand.
So, I mean, I would go all through the books and do like the brothers on the East Coast who call themselves the Namibians or whatever they want to call themselves, the Ansuras out there.
Yes,
trying to put this great symbol around what the J means.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? But I'm not doing it. I'm telling you what the J means because in the state of California, you are a J cat.
Yes, sir.
And it says that he would be raised by the grip of the lion's paw, and I was mostly raised, if you check out the years that I've been in this place, I was raised by my so-called dad. I was raised by these institutions.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
that's right.
So therefore, I was numbered in the J. And when I was out there in Martinez with Brother Anton Mama so-called Musa Weir and them came, I was in J Wing.
That's right.
You understand what I'm saying? And the people that I was associated with and coming up with, Joe James, was baptized by Reverend James. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
and
sir.
Joe Lombard. You understand what I'm saying? Alvin Jones, Jesse Kilmer, and all these people that I was, they all had J's in there.
Upon speaking with the Master J, date being February 14th, 1994,
Sajalahu.
And Walaikum Salam to the degree of the Creator's Master Plan of the year of our Lord and Host, February 15th, 1994.
At the time of the Master J, man. Yes, sir. Well, want to bring me up on everything? I'm going to open in the name of Allah God who came to the presence of the Master of the Seafood. I'm in the name of Allah, the greatest apostle, the most honorable life, Mama, in the most holy name, Mama, to the Lord, and I'm going to the degree of the Creator's Master Plan of the year of our Lord and Host, the second month of the 1994.
Sajalahu and Malaika Salam to the degree of the Creator's Master Plan of the year of our Lord and Host of February 15th, 1994. Okay, sir, first off, I just wanted to bring this out, okay? As far as you know, I go over all the bills and everything and see how things are being done, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so Allah God, the person of Master Wallace D. Farr, Muhammad, his Master, most honorable Elijah Muhammad, had me today as watching, you know, as the use of the telephone, the house phone, the one that is supposed to be here for the brothers to be able to call back and forth.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I watch how each one utilizes it and how long they really be staying on the phone, and then I look at the phone bills when I be going over it. So in doing that, today I was listening to Answer So-Called Erica, and as you had put out there before, when we're talking on the phone, it's really not to be calling, to be talking no frivolous conversations or anything like that.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I was sort of listening to her conversation a little, and what I was hearing was like she was saying to someone, can she had her social security number, like she wanted to use it for something, but that's basically all that I got out of that. But from that, I came back upstairs to look at the new phone bills that came out. And I'm looking at the phone bills, okay, the majority, you know, Sacramento calls and all of that, okay, that's all there that should be there. You know, that's from the brothers. But then looking at calls that were made to other places, there was this one particular call that was made to Oakland, and the time on it, and then it was $6 and something, and that was, I thought, was outrageous and unfair to any of the other sisters for one person to talk to someone like that long. So I went to ask who, you know, whose phone number was it or who made that call. So when I went to do that, Answer So-Called Erica said it was Answer So-Called Ranika's phone number. So what I came out with her to that is that if she was speaking with Answer So-Called Ranika or any of the sisters in that area anywhere, then she was not supposed to do that, be on the phone without letting myself or Answer So-Called Donna know, and we were on another phone or something listening, knowing what was going on when in that conversation. So she responded with, why not? Why couldn't she do that? And I said, because the sister is not functioning with us at this time. And she said, well, she's functioning in the Nation of Islam. I said, well, yes, ma'am, but she's not functioning with us. So then she said that, well, my mother is not functioning with us either. And so I left it alone. I let her know, well, sister, I'm not going to argue with you on it. I'm just bringing a point out and letting you know something that came from the Master Jet.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Do you want to down on it? Let me speak to her.
Okay, yes, sir. Hold on.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Answer So-Called Erica?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. This is Master J. Is the task of walking the road to the kingdom of heaven by the laws of Master J, is that too hard for you?
Is it too hard for
you? Is it too hard for you, ma'am?
Well, it can get a bit difficult, yes, sir.
Well, is it too difficult for you to try to travel that particular road for you want to break off and not ride and want to do as you want to do? Or as you think that you want to do?
Well, sir, I'm doing my best.
Well, all praise is due to Allah God and the person of Master Wallace D. Farr, Mama, especially for his message of the most honorable Mama. But when I lay a thing down, I don't require the best. I require an absolute on that when I say something. Now, anything that I don't require an absolute on, then you can do the best you possibly can on that. But when I say morning, get up at such and such a time. Well, that's not something that I'm requesting. That's something that I'm demanding, and I order that. Do you understand that?
I understand what you're saying.
Yes, ma'am. So if I haven't put emphasis on it, then I allow for that. But when I put emphasis on something, then that's that, and that's permanent, okay? Do you hear me?
I understand what you're saying.
Okay, then. Yes, ma'am. You can hang up.
Okay. Y'all who?
Okay, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, then. Also, she... Okay.